family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Sars is riding shotgun with me tonight, per usual. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Bob. Thank God it's Friday. Glad to be here. Hello to all of our RBN friends and listeners out there. Thanks, folks, for joining in and being a part of the show, as usual.
Yes, sir. Got a lot to talk about. Did you catch last night's show at all, by chance?
No, I didn't, buddy. I had to go out and do some things, and I missed. I usually, when I'm not on with you, I do try to tune in, but what was it about? Tell me. I wish I could hear it. Maybe I'll have to get the archive.
You definitely will. We talked about this report from one of these agencies saying that if nine reactors, or not reactors, what were they called? Nine units attached to our grid system were to go out, that our grid could possibly be down for at least a year. And this is a report from one of our own bureaucracies here in the United States of America. And we had about 2 hours worth of conversation with myself and the listeners about what we would do in that situation, if people are getting ready, all the different ins and outs. And I thought it was one of the best shows we've had in a long while.
Yeah, that sounds really good because, you know, I was looking at this story from The Truth, the website thetruthwins.com on the it's called the Carrington Effect. Have you heard of that, Bob? The Carrington Effect?
Yeah, I have, but refresh my memory. What does that mean exactly?
Well, it's based on a historical account, of course, of some things that happened a long time ago where an EMP pulse from the sun, a solar flare, triggered this kind of a massive solar storm that hit the Earth. And it was back in those days, of course, they didn't have electronics and tiny little digital circuits that are so vulnerable that run things like our power grid, Bob. So, I mean, this story is very big, and it really does affect the entire situation in terms of the power grid. It could basically do what you're talking about, and it wouldn't take very long at all before, you know, the entire situation was pretty much in some serious trouble. And that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about a very large EMP effect that could basically, could hit us. And we've missed these things very closely in the last few months. I mean, this is a solar cycle, as I understand, where a lot of this kind of activity takes place. And we have missed, dodged some bullets just recently, according to this story. And this could happen just about any time. So we do need to be prepared for that psychologically. I mean, if you have an old microwave oven, copy your hard drive off and put those things inside it, you know, and put it on a tire in your basement or something like that. I mean, we need to insulate ourselves from a few of these things and these risks because they're definitely out there.
Steve?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. How do you think people are going to react to that?
Well, I think most people, you mean if something like this happened or the news that it might happen? I guess I need to clarify.
No, it actually happening.
Oh, well, if it does happen, people are going to freak out. They're not going to be at all ready. I mean, I think even I would be very unprepared if a situation like this, all of us would. I mean, regardless of how well you can hunker down and live in your own quarters and survive, it's still going to affect everybody around you. And if something like this does happen, it's going to be probably first mass mass havoc. And then eventually what's probably going to happen is that people are going to start trying to have to work together, but they're going to have to make it work fast once people regain their sanity, if they do. So, I mean, this is the kind of thing that could happen at any moment. And, you know, it's a very real possibility. It has happened here on the Earth many times. And, you know, the Carrington effect is basically something that was named after, you know, an event that took place a long, long time ago. And so, you know, I can get that story for you if you want, and we'll read it. And let me see here. I think it's coming up here.
We speak.
Yeah. Yes, as we speak.
Checking out. This is live radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Sure. We're going to get into a bunch of other stuff. The funny thing about it is, I had that up here to read, and I wasn't sure where we were going to go. But when you started talking about your guest last night and the 9 power grid stations that could go down, I thought this fits right into that. That's why I was going to try to bring it up. And oddly enough, I had it right on my screen and can't. Oh, here it is. This is the story. It says most people have absolutely no idea that the Earth barely missed being fried by a massive EMP burst from the sun in 2012, in 2013, and just last month. If any of these storms would have directly hit us, the results would have been catastrophic. Electrical transformers, Bob, electrical transformers would have burst into flames, power grids would have gone down, and much of our technology would have been fried. In essence, life as we know it would have ceased to exist, at least for a period of time. These kinds of solar storms have hit the Earth many times before, and experts tell us that it is inevitable it will happen again. The most famous one happened in 1859 and was known as the Carrington effect. But other than the telegraph, humanity had very little dependence on technology at that time. If another Carrington effect happened today, it would be a complete and utter nightmare. And a study by Lloyd's of London has concluded that it would have taken let's see, I'm going to click the rest of the story here. Sorry, friends. It would have taken, sorry about that. Yeah. Oh, boy. Don't you just love live radio when you got to find these things? Long story short is you can go to the truthwinds.com and see the story. That's where it came from. It's by our friend Michael Schneider, who writes a lot of great articles. That's a very good website, by the way, thetruthwinds.com. A lot of good things on there. But that's the Carrington effect in short and in substance, Bob. And that would fit right in with what you were talking about last night, I think.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Steve, we should continue that thread because it's an important one, and we will do so if you like at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Oh, yeah, I'm just getting word that that story is actually on our website today.
Well, see, same story. I should go to bobtuskin.com. Duh.
Same story.
Yeah.
After several near misses, experts warn that the next Carrington event will plunge us back into the dark ages. I should have gone to bobtuskin.com today. I have yet to do so. I got to give a huge shout out.
We don't even read our own website.
I got to give a huge shout out.
Anyway, stuff like that, you know.
It has, but I got to give a huge shout out to those behind the scenes helping with the site. We got a great new team with us.
You sure do. They're right on top of that. Just make sure Bob, you know, ladies and gentlemen, working on the website, you know, tag Bob a little bit and let him know what good kind of stuff he has on his own website so we don't go looking for it all over the net and realize
I trust that it's good stuff. I trust that it's good stuff. Anyways, what I was going to say is we'll continue that thread tonight, Steve, a little bit if people want to call in and keep that discussion going. And we'll also get into other things as well. We got a lot of time. It's a 3-hour show. And it's Friday. So we'll kick back a little bit and just have a nice conversation here and let you kind of hear our insights on things and share and all that good stuff. So we're glad you could be with us, and I'm excited to take you on this journey that we will call the Bob Tuscan Show. And enough said on that. Of course, you can email me at any time, bobtuscanshow@gmail.com. I don't always respond to all the emails, but I definitely read them all, more than I read my own site, apparently. But that aside, I would love to hear from you. TheBobTuscanShow@gmail.com, and also donations help keep things afloat, especially with the new team we have on board. So, all right, folks, we're going to take our first break of the night, Steve. I'm going to get my fluoride-free water here.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to come back in just a second, all right?
Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Thank you.
800-313-9443. Let's kick it back on the Bob Tuscan Show. We got Steve Starks, of course, running shotgun with us. And Steve, let's go right to the phone lines, man, and talk with Jim. Hi there, Jim. How are you tonight?
Hey, how you doing, Bob? Hi, Steve. Hey. Anyway, you had indicated, Steve, that the Transformers would burst into flames, and you know, I agree. It's also been postulated that the wiring in our homes would cause our homes to combust. So, you know, this is a pretty interesting subject. That's basically all I have to say right now. Hello.
You know, and we'll, I can explain Steve. What happened to me.
Yeah. Steve, were you wanting to respond to that? I love how we say, hello.
Yeah, right. Well, it happened to me, Jim. I was doing a show with Doug Owen and Blacklisted News on the HIV/AIDS thing on the radio. And in Colorado, where I live, we have a lot of dry lightning. And there had been some solar storms and some stuff like that. So I don't want to just chalk this up completely to one of those conspiracy theories. But something hit the house, and it wasn't electricity in terms of a lightning bolt. I mean, it was a dry heat kind of a thing, and it fried my modem. It fried the port into my modem, and it fried my antenna right on frequency. But it did not trip one circuit breaker. It did not cause any of the VCRs to blink. The lights didn't blink. I mean, I thought somebody threw a rock through the window. It was like a tsh kind of a sound. Mm-hmm. I ran out. You know, my mother-in-law and my daughter were out in the kitchen. They said, we just got hit by lightning. But we were listening for a big bolt or anything, and we didn't hear it. I mean, we knew something came through the house. Man, it burned out everything right on the frequency of my modem. It was just almost like it was targeted right at that electronic frequency where my modem was communicating. It did not even affect my motherboard on my computer. It didn't burn out anything inside except for right on frequency where that, and you know, the guy that came out here to work on the system, I'm on like one of these wireless systems, he said, well, you probably got hit by lightning. He went up there and looked at the antenna. He says, wow, it's not burned. Then he looked at the insides. He said, everything inside isn't working though. Then he traced the line down, the cat line, all the way down to the ground box. He said, this is usually where you see, you know, the big juice come through. It fries the box and then goes down. This is a copper pole that you have to ground. He
right.
said, wow, all the connections in the box are fine. Then he tracked it in. He said, wow, your modem is burned and your port into your computer are burned. So we had the antenna receivers at the very top. Nothing was hot. It was just all fried right on that frequency of where that transmission was. Right at the antenna, right at the on the modem, and right in the port on the computer. Everything else was fine. Very strange situation. I mean, we didn't hear a large bolt of lightning. And of course, I asked him. I said, "Well, you know, we'd had some solar storms, and of course, in the summer around this time, or late spring, early summer, we have a lot of dry heat and stuff like that that creates these kind of bolts and stuff up here." But you know, it was really weird, man. I mean, it cost me about $150 to $200 to fix everything after they replaced their own modem. You know what I mean? But I had to put in a whole new port on my computer, and I had to do a number of other things. So it was a pain in the neck. But that was my experience with EMP. Now I do know they can target EMP as well. It can be targeted. Did you see the movie Cars 2 by chance?
No, I, you know, I'm not really big on the media.
Yeah, I don't blame you. But in that film, what they had was that they were trying to sell a new alcohol, a new form of energy other than petrol, I guess it was. And they had these, like, guns that would fire EMP pulses. And they actually do have those and test them on cars, believe it or not. I've talked to some people who know about that. You can actually target EMP pulse. And that could be a potential there. But when we're talking about what you and I mentioned, the Carrington event, something very big like this, this could be a much larger spectrum EMP type thing that could have a much more dramatic and drastic effect. Is that where you're going with that?
Well, it's been postulated by, you know, I forget where I read about it. It was specifically, they're talking about the Carrington effect and when it occurred back in 1859. That nowadays, you know, because we're so dependent on, you know, the copper wiring or windings, the electronic components, micro electronic components and stuff like that, it would have a whole different effect. And now we have houses with wiring in them, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's like, and then, you know, it doesn't say, I don't recall it saying, you know, how widespread or how focused it was. I know that people could read newspapers on the northeastern coast or north in the northeastern part of the United States at night by the light of the aurora. And I even heard that the aurora could be seen as far south as, I think, the Caribbean islands or something like that, you know.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
You know, that was, you know, that makes me think of Tesla, you know, and his experimentation and that with, you know, thinking about the ionosphere, et cetera. And it's like, man, he said we live in a sea of energy, you know. All around us is like, you know, that just...
Absolutely. Well, you know, I was reading some more of this story by Michael Schneider, and this was the one that's been passed around, of course. It's also on BobTuscan.com, but it says right here, had the latest storm hit Earth, it probably would have been like the big one in 1859, but the effect today with our modern technologies would have been tremendous, said Janet Luman, who is part of the STEREO, that is Solar Terrestrial Observatory team, based at UC Berkeley's Space Sciences Laboratory. Luman and the physicist Jing Lu of China's State Key Laboratory of Space Weather and led team there in analyzing the magnetic storm, which was detected by NASA's STEREO, a spacecraft, and published in their results in Nature Communications. A quote here is, an extreme space weather storm, a solar superstorm, is a low probability, high consequence events that pose severe threats to critical infrastructure of the modern societies do exist, she says, warned Lou. The cost of an extreme space weather event, if it hits Earth, could reach trillions of dollars. And, of course, you talked about the potential of wires frying. That can happen. It depends on how wide the electromagnetic pulse and in spectrum would be, because, as I said before, these things, you know, it's just like radio frequency is what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it can either be very highly tuned, or it can be a large blast across the spectrum, depending upon, you know, its frequency and size and amplitude of you know, modulation, I suppose, is the word. But,
yeah, I don't want to encourage any future Al Gore types that we need another tax on humanity or people, or I'm real careful about the words now, knowing how they're twisted around in legalese, but another tax to prevent the or help see us through the EMP.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, crazy, man.
Because that's where they'll go with it, you know, of course, but it'll be a little bit too late in many cases for them to make a big argument, because there won't be much technology left to empower the elite and the, you know, the global propaganda network, which is very big and vast. But once they get back on the air, of course, you know, they'll have an explanation for it. I mean, this could be out of our control.
Hey, you guys, take it easy.
All right, buddy.
Take care, Jim. Thank you. All right, we got to take a break, as you can tell. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show with Steve Starts. 800-313-9443. I like how I said that with, Steve Starts. That guy. Steve Starts.
But there, and I think I hit it on cue with you, man, which shows the great minds think alike.
Well, they sure do. Maybe we have a lot to get into tonight, Steve. Some of which we will not be getting into.
Why is that?
Because it's not important.
Oh, I'm not important. Okay.
Should we talk about the airliner for the next 3 hours?
You know, I think we've talked about it and talked about it. They were looking down in Antarctica or someplace for it now. I mean, close to it. You know, they're way off track, obviously. And, you know, the story that you posted, by the way, was very accurate. I think the people in the islands off the southern tip of India thought they saw it coming in, and that would be probably close to where it would be going if it was headed to some place. What was that place where it was going? Oh, yeah.
Diego Garcia.
Yes, Diego Garcia. Right.
What kind of name is that? That's
actually,
like
it's kind of a
dude.
Funny name because, you know, the Navy often refers to that as the bottom of the ocean. It also has another, you know, kind of connotation, the bottom of the ocean, Diego Garcia. It doesn't have that translation at all in Spanish, of course. Diego is a name for boy, you know. It's a name for St. Diego, or actually St. Jacob. St. Jacob. Diego, you know, or Jacob of the Bible. Diego Garcia, of course, is not.
Diego Garcia, man.
Mm-hmm. Right, Diego Garcia.
I knew a guy from Miami, man, where I'm from, named Diego Garcia.
Did you really? Yeah.
No.
Interesting. Well, there is a place there, of course.
It didn't really,
no. And, you know, we've said before that we think that, I believe, the, you know, it's Cui Bono, who benefited from stealing and abducting a lot of Chinese military and computer experts right at this critical moment. Who would be doing that? Why would they do that?
Diego Garcia, man.
Diego Garcia might, yeah. Well, of course, yeah. But, you know,
Manny, do you know any guys named Diego Garcia, Manny? No?
I don't know anybody named Diego.
Manny's a Latino.
Remember Don Diego from Zorro? He was kind of cool.
What about...
And there was Sergeant Garcia. But how does that all fit in? Sergeant Garcia and Don Diego.
Okay, enough of that, jeez.
Wait, we're getting way out. But speaking of stuff, okay, now we're talking about things. March 28th, Noah, the film, is coming out. Okay. We talked about this before. Now, I don't know for sure. I'm not giving you this my stamp of approval. I think they may be trying to create another Al Gore scenario around, you know, the environmental destruction of the Earth theme, which may be a little different than the biblical idea. But it's odd. I do believe there are things that are sort of set in time in harmonics. We've been talking about the Carrington effect and apocalyptic kinds of events. We've been talking about things that are bigger than just the world as normal. You know what I mean? Some things that are maybe out of the normal and stuff like that. And I don't know. Do you suppose there might be a correlation between the release of this film and some major natural event that might take place in the future?
That's just a conspiracy theory, isn't it, Steve?
Well, I would say let's just watch and see. You know, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's just let's see what happens. I mean, I remember, of course, you probably heard this story that many years ago when I was... taking some friends out to see a movie called In Search of Noah's Ark, which was a Sun Classics film. Right, we were driving up the highway, and I was looking out to the north. They said, "My gosh, look how black the sky is over the Flatirons there across, you know, from Boulder." I said, "Man, that is dark. Have you ever seen the sky that black?" Well, we watched this film, In Search of Noah's Ark. I came home and turned on the news and found out that the Big Thompson flood had hit up in that area. They'd had all this rain that poured in. It came down through the canyon. It was, you know, a 25 or 30 foot wall of water carrying cars and whistling propane tanks and some house parts and people and cows and everything else, all kinds of stuff, you know. And there, playing in the main of town there in Loveland, in the marquee, was the film In Search of Noah's Ark. It was kind of a sick joke, you might think, but it was strange. They'd had this huge flood, and right at the time this film was released. So I'm just wondering, you know, I'm just throwing it out there. And this, I'm not saying anything, I'm not certain of anything like that, but, you know, we're talking about the potential of some very large cataclysmic events here. We just dodged one recently. Could something be coming along here pretty quickly here? What do you think, Bob?
I think so. I hate to say it, but I think it may. And I think at the very least we should live life as if it could possibly come at any time.
Right. Should we build an ark? Is it too late?
The ark, I think... You know, it's funny. Did you ever hear about that movie 2012?
Yeah, I remember the movie 2012. I think.
Well, I watched it because of the different symbolism that was going to be in it. And... do you know the premise of that movie?
No.
Well, the premise is the world's going to end.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
And only the elite are going to be able to survive because they have enough money to buy a ticket to get on an ark, a spaceship-type ark.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, a couple questions come up. All right, so they have enough money to get on this ark. Where does that money go?
Into the building of the ark, I suppose. Wouldn't it be? I mean, they would have to buy supplies, have to do a lot of work. Now, they do have, you know, seed vaults in the Arctic and places like that. They do have very large underground caverns and places where they can possibly go to. We know about that. There's no question about the fact that there's a tremendous amount of underground shelter all over that's been built and excavated in the last few years. I've been inside missile silos. I went down to visit some of them. You'd be surprised at the amount of money they've spent building these huge installations 200 to 300 feet underground. You'd be absolutely astounded. So, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of questions about what they would do. But, I mean, what kind of thing would they trigger? How, I mean, could they use Tesla technology to trigger a solar storm? A massive one? What other kind of thing could happen? Earthquakes, of course, are certainly a possibility. We've talked about that. I have very serious questions about earthquakes. Not that they don't happen as natural phenomena, but I think there's more to what they can be done to be created and manipulated by certain technologies. I'm virtually certain of that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. You know, it's very hard. Hard to say, but Washington Post says, if you like Braveheart or Gladiator or Titanic, you will love Noah. So I guess the film's going to have a lot of hype.
That means nobody's going to like it?
Well, hey, I thought Titanic was a kind of a good movie. If you could.
It was?
Well, yeah. I mean,
Titanic, after all that we've done about the Titanic, and you think it was a good movie?
Well, we've exposed the Titanic as really what it was, and a lot of people still don't.
Come on. Let's do a segment on the Titanic, since you brought it up.
Okay, we will. I'm happy to talk about
the Titanic. All right, so when we get back, you want to talk about the Titanic for a little bit?
We will, but people first have to go and look at the map of the ice flow that was directly in front of the Titanic's path.
So get that map handy so that we can, you know, you can reference it when we talk about this in the next segment. Also, be prepared because, Steve, this next segment is going to be of...
of interest.
Of...
of excitement.
Come on.
Of drama.
Of Titanic proportions.
Oh,
come on.
Yes, right. I forgot.
Steve, come on now. How many times did I use that line on that other show we did?
Yeah, at least 20. You did use it and overused it. I should have remembered. See, that's why I wasn't using it again. I thought Bob would never try that old chestnut one more time.
That show we did a couple years ago now with Popeye ended up getting, 500,000 hits?
Yeah, at least, yeah.
Half a million?
Of course, yeah. Right, and Popeye... and
is it still up?
But yeah,
is it still up on YouTube?
Yeah, it's still up there, but it's been hidden so hard. You know what happened was really interesting. We had two shows that were mirror copies of each other. One of them was getting like 5-1 ups on it, you know, on ratings up, and then the other one was doing as well. The one that went viral, it was getting about 5 good reports for every 1 bad, or 5 thumbs up for every 1 thumbs down on the ratings. And then all of a sudden, it turned around. It started going 3-1 the other way. And it was really strange.
See, we have 518,000 hits on that show we did.
Wow. And there's another one with at least about 100,000, so, yeah.
Jeez, not bad. All right, so when we get back, we will do a segment of Titanic proportions. About the Titanic, and believe me, folks, this is much more fascinating than it might seem on the surface.
The Bob Justin Show.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Slave away, no, no fun, no corporate Babylon. I'm never gonna be a part of their manipulation games. I'm taking the reins and breaking the chains. I'm never gonna kneel. My prophetess has been sent. No picture of president. Gonna lay the history. We'll never know. I'm on the permanent. slave away, no. No fun, no corporate Babylon. I'm never gonna be a pawn in their manipulation game. 10,000 years of captivity, we must eventually open up our eyes and see their manipulated we with so much uncertainty and so many mysteries. Why are so few questioning the natural state of things? It's a nightmare. We're living in a nightmare. Everyone's living so scared, they're virtually unaware of this fear that rules their lives, occupies, consumes their minds. Of this fear of bankruptcy, financial importance, it's money, 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 money. It's all this digital currency. Why? It's all this monopoly money. It keeps us from ever being free. Oh, so it seems we'll be in this prison for life. 'Cause if we keep buying, then they'll keep selling the lies. So it's up to my
man.
Wow.
I could let that ride all day. Let's hear the guitar solo. Hold on. Amazing.
Kind of scary stuff. Rastafarian, kind of an apocalyptic Rastafarian scheme.
Could you catch some of those lyrics?
Yeah, I could, a little bit. It's a little hard. You know, I wasn't sure at first what you were playing in, but I kind of like where it went. Yeah.
Oh, man. I could listen to that all night, man.
Well, listen
to this part. Listen to this part, and then we'll get into the Titanic.
I think
you don't appreciate this. Yeah, if you don't appreciate this, turn it around.
No, that's okay. It's okay. It's good. It's cool. It's Friday. Let's enjoy.
Find truth in day. I seek revelation. Make life celebrate. I be change. See manifest. Words speak. I fuse. Be present. I make own sense. I be live. Find truth in day. I seek revelation. Make life celebrate. I be change. See manifest, words speak, I fuse, be present, I make own sense, I be live, lay, mind control, intent, I seek, rev, lay, make life, celebrate, I be change, see, manifest, words speak, I fuse, be present, I make own sense, I will be manipulated, mind control, and in the day that I will seek the revelation, make my life a celebration. I will be the change I'm seeking, manifest the words I'm speaking. I refuse to be impressed, that I will make my own decision. I will be manipulated, mind control, and in the day that I will seek the revelation, make my life a celebration. I will be the change I'm seeking, manifest the words I'm speaking. I refuse to be impressed, that I will make my own decision. I will be manipulated, mind control, and in the day that I will seek the revelation, make my life a celebration. I will be the change I'm seeking, manifest the words I'm speaking. I refuse to be impressed, that I will make my own decision. Lord, I want to be manipulated, mind control, and in the day that I will seek the revelation, make my life a celebration. I will be the change I'm seeking, manifest the words I'm speaking. I refuse to be imprisoned, I will make my own demand a permanent holiday. I'm coming out Saturday. I ain't gonna slave away. Simulation game.
All right, so for those that can't make out the lyrics, you're missing out, because he's talking about everything that we're talking about on this show, Steve. Everything. Mm-hmm. And it's appropriate for the Titanic story we're about to get into. You know, he's talking about the profiteers, the corporateers, the mind control and manipulating. And he's not going to live in that system. And neither are we, for that matter.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. So, he uses an effective just sort of short clip buzzwords to get ideas.
Well, he was doing that. You can't see the video, but he was doing it all with pedals and acoustically. And all of that was performed live. None of that was in the studio produced. As a musician, Steve, I think you'll really dig this and appreciate seeing him actually do this with pedals and different effects. His name is Mike Love. What got me thinking about it is that other bumper, a couple of the bumpers we do, is from his band. Just search Mike Love on YouTube. That song was called Permanent Holiday. And here I am sounding like a disc jockey for the first time in my life.
Hey, you should be a disc jockey.
I should.
Everybody should be a disc jockey once in their life.
Well, all right, so I won't spend too much more time on that. Hey, call up and complain, please.
No, tell me I think people will like it. It's interesting. You know, it's Friday night. Come on, let's relax. Let's enjoy a little art and a little bit of a different.
But we didn't get into the Titanic, and now we're basically done with the segment.
We can do it next segment if we like. You know,
Why did you tease it then, Bob? Tease it? I stayed tuned. I kept my radio on, and now you're just teasing me, keeping me hanging. Rude.
Well, they have more time. Now they can Google Morgan Robertson's book, Wreck of the Titan, Futility, Wreck of the Titan.
The Wreck of the Titan, folks.
Right, it was a novel written 14 years before the Titanic sunk, and the ship is called the Titan, and they ran up on a huge ice floe, and that's what caused the ship to sink. So Google that, and you'll see the novel, written by Morgan Robertson in 1898, 14 years before the Titanic. That has a big part of the whole story, because the Titanic was also headed for an ice floe when they hit the iceberg first. So if you understand that a little bit, you're going to start to see what's really going on here. And
that's exactly right.
Wreck of the Titan.
Get all your homework done, and then we'll get into the Titanic next hour.
Have some prerequisite reading here.
All right, folks. We'll get into a Titanic segment. A segment of Titanic proportions here.
Are you really scraping the bottom with that, Bob?
I know, right? Can you believe it? All right, Steve-O, let's take a break and come back with that next hour. I promise, no more music, but here, I'll exit this segment with some more of that good stuff. Again, that was Mike Love. Permanent Holiday is the song, and this is the Bob Tuscan Show.